That's brand new from Oasis, The Shock of the Lightning. It's 16 minutes past seven. Good morning. So with the kids going back to school this week, Ruby, my four-year-old daughter, begins school for the first time this Thursday. I thought, you know what, we should do some back-to-school stuff on the show. So yesterday we were saying, look, if there's anyone who's a GCSE maths teacher, give us a call, set us a question. The Breakfast Show does maths. And we've got Rob on the line, who's actually, not only has he listened to the show, that he's written several books popularising maths. I'm reading from the little fly sheet here in the map. Rob goes to venues all around the country popularising maths, from the Royal Institution to Pentonville Prison. Does that mean he's been inside? Rob, were you like a lag when you started like teaching?
Because it was a day trip. Fortunately, they let me out that day, but it was the only way of getting a captive audience.
Very good, Rob. And the thing is, you watch any kind of movie where someone, it's set around a prison. Here, you know, Shawshank Redemption, for example. There's always the same situation where the warden in charge of the prison isn't too good at doing his bookkeeping. And he sure could do with someone around the place who's pretty good at accountancy, and the guards all get on with him. That's how Andy got out in the end, wasn't it? I want to say this, if you do get banged up, okay, you know that you're going to be all right in prison because of your bookkeeping skills.
There were some of the smartest guys I've met, very streetwise. They loved their maths in there as well.
So. Hey, listen, you're not retraining a whole new brain of super criminal, are you?
I did feel a bit worried because we talked about probability and gambling and stuff. They took
a new
interest that the prison officers were kind of watching. But anyway, they enjoyed themselves.
Good for you. Well, listen, Rob, thanks for calling us today. Yeah. And so you've got a GCSE standard question for all of us in the studio this morning. Off you go, Rob.
Okay. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and Christian is standing in front of his small bathroom mirror. When he's close to the mirror, he can see down to his navel. He walks back from the mirror and wonders how much of himself he'll now be able to see in the mirror. Christian thinks he'll be able to see less of himself, so above the navel. Jethro thinks he'll be able to see the same amount, and Brian thinks he'll be able to see more of himself. Who is right?
Rob, wait there. Okay, so we're going to try and work this out. You try and work this out as well. I'm going to need to hear it once more, because I also need to know that we have a new producer on the show who does look like Jethro, in case you're wondering, why is Jethro, the Cornish funnyman, involved in this maths question? So, Rob, let's hear it again.
Okay, so you're standing in front of a mirror, and it's a small mirror. You can just see down to your navel. You're close up to the mirror. You now walk back from the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, as you walk back from the mirror, can you now see less of yourself, or the same amount, or more of yourself?
You must show all workings, team. 0330 123 1215. We've got that. Now we're going to have the travel and the jam to try and work this out. Then we'll come back with... We all need to try and have an answer of this, OK? And you try and have an answer ready as well. We'll see who gets this right and who gets this wrong.